Okay, yes. We're bored. We're all bored now. But has it ever occurred to you, Wally, that the process that creates this boredom that we see in the world now may very well be a self-perpetuating, unconscious form of brainwashing created by a world totalitarian government? Somebody who's bored is asleep? Somebody who's bored is asleep? Somebody who's asleep will not say no. But somebody who's bored is asleep. Somebody who's asleep will not say no. Somebody who's asleep will not say no. See, I keep meeting these people. I mean, just a few days ago, I met this man of my great admirers, Swedish physicist Gustav Bjornstrand, and he told me that he no longer watches television, he doesn't read newspapers, and he doesn't read magazines. He's completely cut them out of his life because he really does feel that we're living in some kind of Orwellian nightmare. Now, and that everything we can hear now contributes to turning you into a robot. When I was at Finhorn, I met this extraordinary English tree expert who had devoted his life to saving trees. He just got back from Washington, lobbying to save redwoods. 84 years old, he always travels on a backpack because he never knows where he's going to be tomorrow. When I met him at Finhorn, he said to me, "Where are you from?" And I said, "New York." He said, "Ah, New York, yes, that's a very interesting place. Do you know a lot of New Yorkers have been talking about the fact that they want to leave but never do?" And I said, "Oh, yes." He said, "Why do you think they don't leave?" "I get no different than altitudes." He said, "Oh, I don't think it's that way at all." He said, "I think that New York is the new model for the new concentration camp, where the camp has been built by the inmates themselves, and the inmates are the guards, and they have this pride, this thing they built. They built their own prison, and so they exist in a state of schizophrenia, where they are both guards and prisoners, and as a result, they no longer have, having been lobotomized, the capacity to leave the prison they've made, or to even see it as a prison." Then he went into his pocket and he took out a seed for a tree and he said, "This is a pine tree." He put it in my hand and he said, "Escape before it's too late." So he actually took this. 2 or 3 years now, Chiquita and I have had this very unpleasant feeling that we really should get out. And we really should feel like Jews in Germany in the late 30s. Get out of here. Of course, the problem is where to go, because it seems quite obvious that the whole world is going in the same direction. See, I think it's quite possible that the 1960s represented the last burst of the human being before it was extinguished. And that this is the beginning of the rest of the future now. That from now on, there'll simply be all these robots walking around, feeling nothing, thinking nothing. And there'll be nobody left almost to remind them that there once was a species called a human being, with feelings and thoughts, and that history and memory are right now being erased, and soon nobody will really remember that life existed on the planet. That somebody who's bored is asleep. Somebody who's asleep will not say no. That somebody who's bored is asleep. Somebody who's asleep will not say no. That somebody who's bored is asleep. Somebody who's asleep will not say no. Somebody who's asleep will not say no. Somebody who's asleep will not say no. Where they're both guards and prisoners, and as a result, they no longer have, having been lobotomized, the capacity to leave the prison they made, or to even see it as a prison. And he went into his pocket and took out a seed for a tree, and he said, "This is a pine tree." He put it in my hand, and he said, "Escape before it's too late." See, actually, for 2 or 3 years now, Chiquita and I have had this very unpleasant feeling that we really should get out. And we really should feel like Jews in Germany in the late 30s. Get out of here. Of course, the problem is where to go, because it seems quite obvious that the whole world is going in the same direction. See, I think it's quite possible that the 1960s represented the last burst of the human being. See, I think it's quite possible that the 1960s represented the last burst of the human being. See, I think it's quite possible that the 1960s represented the last burst of the human being. See, I think it's quite possible that the 1960s represented the last burst of the human being. See, I think it's quite possible that the 1960s represented the last burst of the human being. See, I think it's quite possible that the 1960s represented the last.